This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back. We're live Globe Life Park in Arlington. Mike Fisher is set to join us, and man, he has a ton of stuff coming out of the Cowboys OTAs. I look forward to talking to him about that. We have baseball nuggets coming up at 11:40, Josh Hamilton audio, and it all is going to lead you into the Jared Sandler pregame show coming up at 12:30 right here on your home of the Rangers as the home team looking for a sweep. Excited about that. I still haven't seen the Game of Thrones finale. And I'm actually playing around with the idea of not watching it just because of how disappointed everybody is. I figure, what's the point? Like, if you go back and just think, okay, whatever I want to imagine might happen, isn't that better, being in a state of curiosity, than knowing it's disappointing?
Don't you already know, though?
I kind of know, yeah. But I don't have to sit through it. I mean, it seems like some people wanted to gouge their eyes out with a rusty spoon by the time they were done.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay.
You're not that into it. It was entertaining.
Good.
If you're a psycho into it, then yeah, you think the world has come to an end because a show didn't end exactly the way you wanted it
to.
This
isn't funny.
here's Mike Fisher joining us now right here on 105.3 The Fan. He's at Fish Sports on Twitter. Must follow. How you doing, Fish?
The Fan is everywhere today. We're at the ballpark. We're inside the Ford Center. We're on Rangers and Mavericks and Cowboys, so we're doing good.
Got it surrounded. What's the best headline so far at OTAs?
You know, I think the for me, and we talked about this a little bit, we kind of discovered some of this last night and continuing to discover it, who's out due to injuries and then who's in their spot. And so Lyle Collins has the shoulder, so let's start in the offensive line, and that makes Cameron Fleming your starting right tackle. And then DallasCowboys.com put out a great short video that shows Travis Frederick doing something at practice yesterday, and that's awesome. The autoimmune disease now is not really the issue. He's rehabbing from shoulder surgery, and so he isn't really practicing. He did some things, but like 11-on-11 stuff, Joe Looney is the starting center. We can jump to the linebacker group where Leighton Vander Esch has a little bit of a hip issue, so he's not very active this week. Sean Lee will take today off, kind of a Veterans Day off, along with, let's see, who else is on that list? I think Tyron Smith's on that list, and Jason Witten's on that list. And, of course, the cynic's going to go, wait a minute, it's just the second day of OTAs. What do you think?
Broken down already.
But, yeah, we're got to take a day off today to save guys for next February. Secondary, Byron Jones has the hip surgery that he's rehabbing from. He's off the crutches, of course. But the starting cornerback in his spot is Anthony Brown. And then defensive line, no Taco, no Tank, and no Antoine Woods. All surgery rehabbing. So some real opportunities for defensive linemen to show themselves this week. And so the injury stuff and then who's in for them, I think that's pretty cool stuff.
It's Mike Fisher here with us in the G-Bag Nation. Has there been 11 against 11? Have you seen them line up? Any sort of alignment or a scheme things to observe?
Yesterday was closed to the media. Today we're walking in right now. But what we're going to see, and reflective of yesterday, is Jason Witten's the starting tight end and Randall Cobb is the starting slot guy. And I'm not suggesting any surprises there. I am suggesting that you've certainly got guys who know what they're doing. When I talk to Cowboy players about Randall Cobb especially, and this reflects back on something that Jason Garrett just said a moment ago, they talk about him like he's got the football IQ of a quarterback, that he's a wide receiver who sees the field like a quarterback. And part of that, of course, is when he was in high school in Tennessee, he might be he ranks as one of the greatest high school football players in the history of that state. He was just incredible as a high school quarterback and then went to college. Did he go to Tennessee, Jeffrey? Do you remember? I can't remember. But
no, I don't think so.
Maybe it was Kentucky. And his freshman year, he played quarterback and was all-conference freshman team. And then they decided to move him to wide receiver where he's been ever since. But the intellect of Randall Cobb and the intellect of Jason Witten, two of the reasons that those guys are going to be offensive starters.
All right, Fish, what do you make of the Cowboys' non-commitment to saying anything about Ezekiel Elliott in Las Vegas? To me, I think they just want to weather the storm and not say anything that'll keep the conversation going any longer than necessary. How about you?
Yeah, and we had our conversation with Stephen Jones, and we touched on this yesterday in the G-Bag Nation. to the Cowboys aren't pretending that they're not concerned. You have to be concerned about what the league might do, and then you have to be concerned with Ezekiel Elliott's decision-making. And yet, Stephen also told us the other night that that's not going to impact their contract negotiations with Zeke. Their belief remains strong that he's the right guy to eventually, and we've got this story up now on the 105.3 The Fan website, to be the highest-paid running back in NFL history. Now, this isn't exactly new news. Once Stephen told us, in fact, he may have told you guys this like 3 months ago, that Todd Gurley and his contract is the foundation for where they'll go with Zeke. Now, isn't Todd Gurley the highest-paid running back in NFL history?
Believe so.
I think so. And so if Todd Gurley is the starting point on Zeke, then it stands the reason that Zeke's going to end up being the highest-paid running back in NFL history. And it's the Cowboys' official position that the Vegas video does nothing to change that.
Yeah, I just don't think you want to be out kind of beating up the guy if you're going to make him such a centerpiece of your franchise for so many years at such a high dollar figure moving forward.
Yeah, you might want to beat him up privately in negotiations. But I thought Stephen hit the right notes there, and then Jason Garrett, we shouldn't be surprised, really basically declining to comment. Not only is that his style, but I think that does help paint the picture, Gavin, that you're trying to paint, which is constant talk about what Zeke did wrong will start to create the impression that he hasn't done enough things right. And that's not true.
Yeah. Well, I think they learned in 2010 or 2011, maybe it was 12 even, the Dez Rule story. They just ended up making a big mess out of something, you know, where it could have been handled internally just as effectively without it having to go national, that Dez Bryant was such a problem child that he needed these Dez rules.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because there really were no Dez rules.
Yeah.
That was an invention in part from his handler, handed to a couple media people who blew it grossly out of proportion. If you recall our discussions on that, one of the Dez rules is he couldn't leave his house without calling for permission after 8 p.m. or whatever it was, which meant technically he couldn't go down to the 7-Eleven and buy diapers for his baby, which is preposterous. And so you're right. We Broadus was on with Sean and RJ the other day, and I thought really gave a good lecture on this, that we in the media, we need to be way more responsible with how we're gathering this information and then how we're interpreting it, so we don't turn ourselves into part of the story. And that's happened, frankly, all too often in this offseason with Cowboys contractual dealings.
Well said. Mike Fisher with us in the G-Bag Nation. He's at Fish Sports on Twitter. So what's going on with the Mavs, man? We're really starting to get excited and focused on this offseason and the possibilities.
Yeah, a couple nuggets there. One, Kristaps Porzingis, according to a Tolo who works at DFW Airport, contacted Skin Wade and myself and said, heads up, I think he's got a cast on his hand. And so we did the research, and indeed, Kristaps Porzingis has a wrap or a brace or a something on his right hand and up his wrist. It's real. It's a result of that Latvian bar brawl. Now, I'm going to give you an educated guess that this is still cuts and bruises and abrasion and soreness, not anything broken. That's my educated guess. The Mavericks can't say that. That'd be a violation of HIPAA laws. And Porzingis whipped through the airport, so I don't know that anybody asked him as fast as a 7'3" guy can whip. But put that down as an educated guess, that this is still not a serious injury, but that doesn't mean it's not a serious concern as regards Kristaps Porzingis's maturity level. At age 23, the fact that we're having a conversation about KP and a conversation about Ezekiel Elliott, who's the same age with some of the same stuff, is not a coincidence. Maybe that's the way it works when you're a 23-year-old millionaire.
Or do you
want to
catch me outside?
Yeah, I did see. Man, you got all my best rants going today. I love that, Lucius.
I got you,
some
bro.
Witten.
I got you.
So we'll see in Oxnard. Yeah, you know, I did. We did see I don't know if this was a couple of months ago, but there was a story that I saw that, you know, we're not really done being kids until we're 25. Like, scientifically, our brains haven't reached a point where we can, you know, make consistent good decisions without like really stupid emotions, like basically hijacking our reasoning centers. You know what I'm saying?
And just because I make $1 million, or in Porzingis' case, about to make $158 million, doesn't suddenly make me more responsible. No. I'm not more inclined to call Uber because I make more money.
No.
We should all be calling Uber and Lyft, and not all and all of us don't all the time, if you know what I mean.
Where are we on this Courtney Lee scoop?
Yeah, exclusive. The option is there for the Mavericks, of course, to stretch away of Courtney Lee and get rid of him that way. But you're still on the hook cap-wise down the road, and you're still on the hook cash-wise. So sources telling me that the Mavericks right now are, I think we could almost say, aggressively shopping an idea to trade Courtney Lee in a way that doesn't necessarily bring you back talent, although that would be nice, but in a way that would bring you back less baggage. In other words, somebody who maybe they've got 2 years left in their contract, but less money than the $12 million that Courtney Lee eats up. And so you can look for that. That's going to be a buzz, a Courtney Lee trade to try to get out from under the cap ballast and take back. Hey, listen, if I can get Kyle Korver back, you know, who at age 38 can still play a little bit, I'll do that. But if I have to get just another bag of beans back, but it's a less expensive bag of beans, I think the Mavericks are in position to want to do that.
It'd be interesting to me if they're in a position like, okay, we'll give you our second-round pick if you take Courtney Lee, and you know, yeah, that will free up cap space for us. If you're a tanking team, now you get a player that's sitting on your payroll, so you hit the floor easily, and we'll get you a future second-round pick or something like that.
You've absolutely nailed it. If I have to use pick number 37, and if the Mavericks do that, they'll get ripped for it, General, by the people that don't understand, as you do understand, the way that you've got to manage assets to make the cap work for you. They'll get ripped by saying, come on, there could have been a player at 37. And that's true, but that doesn't disintegrate what you just said
what
as a
that?
Very viable option. The $12.5 million of room that I get rid of Courtney Lee can go buy me an awfully good player. In fact, it could go buy me dead on, quite possibly, somebody like Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, probably worth way more than pick 37 is going to get you. Now, if Donnie says, dude, I got a star for us at 37, trades off. We'll stretch Courtney Lee if Donnie's running in the room saying, I found the next Greek freak or something like that.
Right. So using the draft doesn't have to mean drafting a player. Using the draft is just part of asset management. Build your team.
All right, man, we got to run. We'll catch up with you next time.
Hello.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.